Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Always striving, pushing, trying to be perfect. Yeah, me too. It's exhausting, right? But what if I told you there was a way to break free from that cycle and find a little more peace, even in the midst of chaos? It all starts with something called self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy self-help thing, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion, how it can actually make you stronger, wiser, and braver in the face of life's inevitable challenges. First things first, let's unpack what self-compassion really means. It's not about ignoring your flaws or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about acknowledging those imperfections with kindness and understanding, recognizing that we all mess up, we all struggle, and that's okay. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for tripping and falling, right? You'd probably offer a helping hand and a reassuring word. Well, guess what? You deserve the same compassion from yourself. Secondly, self-compassion involves recognizing that suffering is a part of life. No one gets through this journey without experiencing pain, disappointment, or setbacks. When tough times hit, instead of beating yourself up, allow yourself to feel those emotions fully without judgment. Remember, it's okay not to be okay sometimes. Bottling up your feelings only makes things worse in the long run. Thirdly, self-compassion is about practicing mindfulness, being present in the moment without getting swept away by negative thoughts or emotions. Think of it like this. You wouldn't scold yourself for feeling hungry, right? You'd simply acknowledge the feeling and take steps to address it. Self-compassion works the same way. When those self-critical voices start to creep in, just gently observe them without judgment. Next up, cultivate a sense of common humanity. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Everyone faces challenges, everyone makes mistakes, and everyone experiences moments of doubt and insecurity. Connecting with others who understand your struggles can be incredibly powerful. Finally, remember to treat yourself with kindness. You wouldn't expect someone to run a marathon without proper training and rest, right? So why do we often push ourselves to the limit without taking care of our emotional well-being? Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's spending time in nature, listening to music, practicing yoga, or simply taking a relaxing bath. Remember, you deserve moments of peace and joy. Let me tell you about a time when I really needed to practice self-compassion. I was working on this big project, putting in long hours and stressing myself out. Then, disaster struck, I made a major mistake that set the whole thing back weeks. I felt like a complete failure, ready to throw in the towel. But then, I took a step back and thought, hey Dylan, you're human, everyone makes mistakes, this doesn't define you. I acknowledged my feelings of frustration and disappointment, but instead of wallowing in self-pity, I started brainstorming solutions. Remember that saying, make lemonade out of lemons. That's what I did. I learned from the mistake, adjusted my approach, and ultimately delivered a fantastic project. It wasn't easy, but practicing self-compassion gave me the strength to keep going. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways on how to harness the incredible power of self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness, acknowledge your suffering, practice mindfulness, connect with others, and prioritize your well-being. Remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for living a truly fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes where we delve deeper into these 10 stoic principles that can help us navigate the ups and downs of life with strength, wisdom, and courage. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep exploring the incredible power within you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.